come again to these verses, verse 33 through to verse 35. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Dear congregation, we need to be looking in God's direction. If we look at ourselves, we will not get much help there or encouragement. We need to look in God's direction. We need so much guidance in our life. We must look to our Master. We sung earlier tonight those words in Psalm 25, verse 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. And there the psalmist, he looks to his Master. And that's what we are to do each and every day. And we are to humbly pray that he would teach us. It is a great privilege that we know the Master, that he is our teacher. Let's humbly look to him each and every day. That's what the psalmist is doing here. He looks to his teacher and he prays, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Now these verses flow through. Just notice verse 33, teach me. Verse 34, give me. He desires to be taught. He needs that understanding. He needs that wisdom so to be enabled to go down the path of God's commandments, as we note in verse 35. First of all, tonight, teach me. Secondly, give me. And thirdly, make me. Teach me, give me, make me. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Dear friends, we have a wonderful teacher. How we need to spend time at his feet, like Mary of old. Now, firstly here, David recognises the Lord to be his teacher. Just notice, teach me, O Lord. He's in no doubt here. He doesn't have to sit down and question. No, he directly speaks to the Lord. He recognises the Lord to be his teacher. At school, a pupil knows the name of their teacher. They are acquainted with their teacher. What a blessing to be able to say these words knowing that we have a blessed acquaintance with the Lord. We know the Lord. The psalmist directly speaks to his teacher. Teach me, O Lord. We are so blessed. We need so much help each and every day. We need to be taught. We know the great teacher. And teaching, therefore, is at hand. We have this knowledge of him. In Hebrews 8, verse 11, we read, and they shall not teach every man his neighbour and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. And there we consider a day after much sowing, when the Holy Spirit is so at work, and men come to know the Lord. They know who the teacher is. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. How blessed we are, we know the teacher. We recognize him afresh. Oh, we're to contemplate who he is and that he is our teacher each and every day. In these days, there is an abundance of knowledge through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's a brief summary of Hebrews 8, verse 11. An abundance of knowledge. We've been given a heart to know the Lord. We know the teacher. Teach me, O Lord. Is there someone here tonight? You're not in acquaintance with Jesus. Well, listen to him. Come unto me, O ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. There's the invitation. Come. If you're without Christ, you come. And then you learn. You're to go to the teacher. You're to go to one who can so instruct you in the way you are to go. Now we consider there the call in the gospel and the invitation to learn. We who love the Lord, who were drawn to the Lord through grace, we must ask ourselves, are we daily listening? We think there of the gospel invitation, come unto me, and the invitation to learn. And it's not just an hour, is it, when first we came to know the Lord? No, it's a lifetime. So we must question, are we daily listening to the Lord? Are we daily asking him, Lord, teach me the way that I am to go? We know the Lord. Therefore, in light of verse 33, we ought to daily ask him for instruction. Am I listening? Am I listening to what the Lord is saying to me in my life? You know, sometimes you may be talking to someone and you know they're not listening. Sometimes they don't want to listen. Sometimes they stubbornly do not listen. Do you know anybody like that? There was a group of boys on a walk some 15 years ago, and they came across an ant's nest. One of the boys quickly got a stick and put it straight into the ant's nest, though the leader was telling him, don't do that. But he didn't listen, and he soon wished he did as the ants climbed up his leg. Are we listening? We've got to ask them, are we listening to Jesus in our lives? Have you been listening today? Have you heard his voice? Are you saying, teach me, O Lord? Are we listening to him? Satan will not want us to listen. Doubts march in and may say, what's the point? Jesus said again and again, learn of me. And so it's to be our daily concern to learn of Jesus. What a blessing to know him. What a privilege to be taught by him. The teacher's calling. Are we responding with the psalmist tonight? Teach me, O Lord. Thou hast said, learn of me. Lord, please teach me. But David desires to be instructed. Do you desire to learn? To learn more of Jesus? Yes, it is our desire, isn't it? Here the psalmist, he's got this desire, teach me. He wants to know more. When we consider the Lord, do not we want to know more? Consider his person. Teach me, O Lord, for thou art altogether lovely. Consider his graces, they are glorious. His love. Teach me, Lord, a little more of thy love. Help me to contemplate more and to understand that love that thou didst show to me at Calvary, and that love that thou didst bestow upon me in the time of love, and that constant love thou hast towards me always. Teach me. Teach me of thy grace, as we considered last Lord's Day. Consider again those words of Christ. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Learn of me. And what he's saying there is, you consider me, what I'm like, and seek to be more like me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. The word meek can be otherwise put as gentle, mild. And then the word lowly, humble. Teach me, Lord, to be more gentle. Teach me to be more humble. Now, as we consider humility, David here makes this petition in humility. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Teach me. He was acquainted with the word of God. Yet in humility he asked the Lord to be taught. He doesn't look to himself. If you look to yourself, you're looking in the wrong direction. We need to look to the Lord in humility. Teach me. The psalmist recognizes though he had learnt much, he needs help. to further learn. And what he has learned, he needs to be refreshed in. A number of years ago, I took a driving test. I wouldn't want to have to do it now, because there's so much more to learn, and I would need to be refreshed in it. You may go on a refresher course. Every day we need to go on a refresher course, if we're honest, do we not? Teach me. The psalmist was acquainted with the word, but he still prays to be taught. Oh, how we need to humbly ask the Lord. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes. Teach me, Lord. I need to be taught. Yes, thou hast instructed me in a number of things, but I want to learn them again. I want to have a deeper understanding. I want to be helped to go the way of thy commandments more and more. I'm not perfect, so I must humbly ask for teaching. Teach me. And when we are perfect at death, we want to be taught forever. How we need to humbly ask, teach me, O Lord. Let's put ourselves down and be at the feet of Jesus. Do you find it hard to get down on your knees in a physical way? Well, I understand that. What I find hard is getting back up again. It's hard to get down on your knees, isn't it? What about in a spiritual way? We can miss out on so much learning if we don't get down on our knees in a spiritual way and humbly ask the Lord, teach me, O Lord. Let's all humbly get down to the floor before Jesus as we note these words. Teach me, O Lord. He's not standing, as it were, here. He's at the feet of Jesus. And that's where we want to be, isn't it? Teach me. Turn again to Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. See the posture of his soul there. And that's how we are to approach the Lord, in humility. Teach me, O Lord. Just note these words again. Teach me, O Lord. Just pause and reflect again. Talking to the Lord. Go and talk to the Lord. I want to learn, Lord, because I want to please thee and grow as a believer. See here, the psalmist is being open before the Lord. He's not hiding here. Teach me, O Lord. He's sincere. He's humbly wanting to hear. Psalm 85 verse 8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. I want to hear him, and I will hear. Note what he says. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Just briefly again, consider the word statutes. It can be translated from the Hebrew as appointment, ordinance, law. And if you remember, I think it's over a year or so ago now, these particular terms, they refer to the Word of God as a whole. Teach me the way of thy statutes. Point them out to me. You know those precious words in Galatians 2 verse 20. Christ dwelleth in me. And we know a little what that means. Teach me, O Lord. Point it out to me. Teach me what it means more and more that thou dost dwell in my soul. Point out the word of God. Point out the commandments to me. Point them out. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes. I'm willing, Lord, to be taught by thee that thou wouldst point out the way to me. On a walk, you may come to a point and you don't know which way to go. But you see someone coming down the path and you stop and you ask them, which way? Well, this happened to me in South Wales back in the summer. And I found it hard listening to the Welshman. But I observed the way he was pointing. Over there, he said, in his Welsh accent. And so I made out where I was to go. See the hand of God all over this book. And in this book, It points the way. Micah 6 verse 8, He have showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. He shows us, Lord pointed out to me. Notice what he wants to do. And I shall keep it unto the end. Now just think, he's addressing the teacher. What does he want to do? He wants to be a good pupil. I have to confess, I was not always a good pupil at school. Sometimes in the lesson I would catch up on sleep. Sometimes in the lesson I would look out the window. Sometimes in the lesson I would daydream of going home. I wasn't the best of pupils. But the psalmist wanted to be a good pupil. What does a good pupil do? A good pupil listens intently. We address the Lord. Are you listening out for him? Are you listening to his word? Teach me. Point it out to me each and every day. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. That's my desire. I want to be a good pupil all the days of my life. I want to endure to the end, listening unto thee. That's our desire, isn't it? Lord, when I stumble, teach me, Lord. Pick me up again. Make me again, as it were, sit me down and instruct me afresh in thy word. I want to keep. That's our desire, isn't it? We want to please the Lord. We want to grow in grace and be of benefit to others. Psalm 86 verse 11, Teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Lord, touch my heart as thou art speaking in my ear and cause me to go the way thou dost point out to me. Firstly then, teach me. Secondly, more briefly, give me. Give me understanding and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Give me. We need grace. We needed grace before conversion, and we need grace since that time of conversion. We need much of the Lord's favour. I am so thankful that his grace knows no bounds, for his grace is infinite. We need help from the Lord. We need so much of his grace. Or gifts from heaven, we need gifts from heaven descend each and every day. And we need this gift of grace, understanding. We desire to be taught. We desire that the Lord would point out the way. Give me an understanding that I might so grasp it and so I might put the right foot forward. Give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. You see, yes, he's concerned what he does with his hand, but he's even more concerned with what's going on in his soul. He wants his mind to affect his heart and then to affect his walk. Give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. We have the Hebrew word bin, to separate mentally. To consider, to discern, to be prudent, to be wise. I love that first description. To separate mentally. We have the word of God. Ah, that's what the Lord is saying to me. That's the way he wants me to go. Give me understanding. Help me to consider thy word. Help me to understand what thou art saying. At times there is a numbness in my head. Do you know what that's like? A numbness in your head. Remember those two on the road to Emmaus? What did the Lord have to say to them? O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. This slowness of heart, this numbness in the head. And you know what that's like, that slowness? Lord, what art thou saying to me? And sometimes we can be looking at a verse and the verse is staring out at us, but we just don't seem to grasp it. And the The Lord's speaking to us on some area of our life and we miss the point. There's this slowness over understanding, to know, to perceive, so as to keep. Give me understanding. We go to the teacher for understanding. Remember those words in James 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That's what we're to do. We're to ask God, with a childlike humility, as we have considered already tonight, ask God for wisdom. It may be a very complex situation before you. Lord, give me wisdom that I might know the way I am to go in view of thy word. Give me. I've been blessed much through grace, but oh, for another token of grace, another favour, give me understanding. And when you're able to consider a little, it's all of grace that you're able to consider a little. Give me. Now on the evening of the day of resurrection, Jesus helped his disciples to understand. Luke 24 verse 44, these are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. He sets before them the truth as revealed in the scriptures, and then we read this. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Now do you see it there? He opened the scriptures, and then in a favourable way, he opened their understanding. Lord, open to me thy word and open my understanding. Give me understanding. That's what we need, isn't it? This gift of grace to be able to understand. Sometimes it's hard. There's a numbness in my head. Oh Lord, open my understanding. That I might just focus in on what thou art saying to me. We have the word before us. We need divine intervention to truly understand. We need the Lord's help. We need the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Send forth thy spirit and open my understanding. Enlighten further. Give me a clearer sight. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And you remember the psalmist was a believer saying it? He had saving knowledge. He wasn't in ignorance as unbelievers are. Open thou mine eyes. What does he desire? A clearer sight. And that's what we want, isn't it? A clearer sight. Let me illustrate this. You know God is your refuge. Psalm 46, God is our refuge. Open mine eyes, Lord, that I might grasp it, have a clearer sight of what it means that thou art a refuge. I have proved by experience that thou art that refuge. I know from scripture, but open my understanding again. Do you see the point? We're prayed at again and again and again because we want a deeper knowledge of what God is as a refuge. Open thou mine eyes. We want to know more. Psalm 119 verse 125, I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I might know thy testimony. He was the Lord's servant. He was acquainted with the scriptures, but he wasn't ashamed to pray. Give me understanding that I might know, I may know thy testimonies. Open mine eyes, give me understanding, cause me to understand. Help me to see things more clearly. Thomas Manton writes, the light which they beg is not anything besides the word. When God is said to enlighten us, it is not that we should expect new revelations, but that we may see the wonders in his word or get a clearer sight of what is already revealed. Give me understanding. You think of Calvary. We've been led to consider Christ. We have saving knowledge. We have saving faith. But I'm not ashamed to pray, give me understanding. Teach me what it meaneth more and more. Fresh discoveries. You know, we're like going through a mountain range, aren't we? And there's peaks all around us. Yes, there are valleys, but there's peaks all around us. And we want fresh discoveries. We want fresh discoveries. As we come to Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. We know not what that means, but we want a fresh discovery. Give me understanding. Note again these words, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. You see what he wants to do. Here's his earnest desire. He wants to observe, he wants to keep, he wants to observe with his whole heart. Do not we desire to understand more, that we might observe with a whole heart? Oh, to consider more of the Lord. Open thou mine eyes. Psalm 143 verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Cause me, show me, that I might know the way. You may think rightly, the Lord showed me the way yesterday. Cause me to see it again today. It's all too easy to lose sight, isn't it, of some verse. Cause me to know the way. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. And then thirdly and finally tonight, verse 35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Having understanding, he knows he needs further help. Make me to go. Teach me. Give me. Go back to the classroom. You've been taught what to do. And you understand what to do. What do? Put your hands together and fall to sleep? No. It's time for action. And we, as we consider these things here, we need help as we go forward. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. I know the way, Lord. Make me to go now. Make me to go down that path. I remember sitting on a bike before I was 8 years of age, and my dad gently pushing me away. I was nervous. I felt I couldn't do it. My father helped me, and he sent me on my way. Our Heavenly Father helps us. Make me. Now we know our duty. We see that in Micah 6 verse 8. But we need help. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments. Make me, Lord. I know the way, but make me. Thomas Manton again. David in the former verses had begged for light, and now for strength to walk according to this light. He gives us strength to walk. You may be weary, you may be so very tired, but he gives us strength to walk, to go the way of our heart's desire. Notice again the end of the verse, make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Remember those words in Psalm 1 verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's where our delight is, dear brethren. Are we not thankful the Lord makes us to go down that path? What does it imply? Left to ourselves, we wouldn't go down the path we rejoice in. It's plain, isn't it? The psalmist knows that. He thinks of the way which is his delight, but left to himself, he wouldn't go down that way. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Make me. Here he is then. He's a pupil at the feet of the master. He looks up in humility, teach me. I'm acquainted with thy word, but refresh me in it. Teach me. Give me new discoveries. Give me understanding. I want a greater depth. I want to understand. I'm prone to forget. Give me understanding. And then make me. He needs the Lord. Oh, how I need the Lord to visit my soul every day and to cause me to go down the way I so love, which is for his glory. In conclusion, consider, these are petitions, are they not? The Lord will hear your prayer. He is the faithful teacher. He gave you that invitation, come unto me and learn of me. He will not let you down. Dear brethren, every day, on the floor, at the feet of Jesus, that's where we must all be. If we want to go down the path that we delight in. Amen. Let us pray.